Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues each and every day. We enjoy having your call, your dialogue and discussion about the issue of the day. And let me remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. We're asking the question today, who's watching the watchers? Who's watching the watchers? If we have a truth board, a truth ministry, if we have a disinformational board that's supposed to be watching to see who's telling the truth and who is speaking the truth, who's watching the watchers that make that determination? We'll also be talking about the Supreme Court leak, what that connotes for the world, for the nation, and how it is being handled by the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party, and what their goals are in that. And the question that I'm asking, did the Democrats, the Marxists, orchestrate the leak? Is it possible that one of the law clerks with a passion for abortion saw what was taking place by the Supreme Court justices and therefore allowed the February draft to be put into the public marketplace in order to do what it's doing today, exactly what it's doing, causing the riots and the demonstrations, the demands to change the law, the demands to pack the court, the demands to do away with the filibuster rule and to make federal law, putting federal law in place that will make abortion a, quote, right from now on, based on the Socialist, Marxist, Democratic Party and their desires. We'll be talking about those and other things today. We have a very special guest. We'll be interviewing and asking those questions in relationship to these things that are taking place. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It is the word of God that should have the first, foremost, and final authority in our lives as we make decisions. It should be the word of God that becomes the prism by which we analyze all that's taking place in society, whether it be political, social, economic, or spiritual. We should use the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God as the prism to determine what's taking place. We need a central biblicist worldview. That means we use the word of God, the truth book, to analyze and determine what's happening and how we should respond. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the scripture. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus said to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth shall make you free. May I remind us in Psalms 117:2, said the truth of the Lord will endure forever. And so it's the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ, the word of God, that is that which endures. But ladies and gentlemen, George Orwell, the secularist, said a number of years ago, in fact, it was a statement in his dystopian novel, 1984, said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And that's precisely what we see taking place today. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Well, Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my mantra. That's my challenge, because the Lord Jesus says, I am truth, in John 14:6. And then he goes on to say, in John 17:17, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God that ought to be the mantra and the mindset the modus operandi in our lives. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment leadership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the homeowner brand like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators. And Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. But ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. But wait, ladies and gentlemen, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, our customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's family-friendly environment. The Tools for Time entire staff is off on Sunday. So that you and your family can worship in the house of God with the children of God as God designed it for you and your family. Just drop by Tools for Time, make an application, wait for an interview, and see what God does in placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, today is the National Day of Prayer. And I believe individually and collectively as a nation, we need to pray and pray and pray some more. Our nation needs prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that without God, we can do nothing. Without the leadership of the Holy Spirit in our lives, we cannot accomplish anything. Without God and His sovereign hand upon us, we are helpless and hopeless. In fact, may I share with you as a portion of this introduction today, 2 Chronicles 7:14, that's 2 Chronicles Chapter 7, verse 14, I believe says it better than I could ever say it about the need for prayer. God's word says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then, that's the key, then will I hear from heaven and I'll add it, then will I forgive their sins and then heal their land. Ladies and gentlemen, notice, please, the requirements for God to hear our prayer and heal our land. First of all, there must be the humility. Humble ourselves. That means to bow before God. That means to recognize Him as sovereign. And pray. That means turn to God in recognition of His sovereign authority, seeking Him and asking Him to intervene. And seek my face. That means seek to please God. Seek to please Him in what we do. And turn from their wicked ways. That literally means to repent. To repent of the murder by way of abortion. Repent, that means to stop the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. To repent of our sins, that means to discontinue the racial division caused by the teaching of CRT, critical race theory, in our classrooms. And the Bible says, then God says, will I hear and heal America. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation's facing some of the most serious problems, I believe, that America's been faced with. We're watching the coming together of what I call the perfect storm in our nation today. We're faced with some of the greatest difficulties our nation, I believe, has faced in my lifetime, and I'm still less than 100 years old. Ladies and gentlemen, under this administration, we have open borders. Yet the Secretary of Homeland Security says that the borders are sealed, that the borders are secure. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation is on the verge of devastating famine, food shortage, crop failures, and empty grocery shelves. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, there seems to be no recognition of the need to turn back to God. Ladies and gentlemen, the gas prices are now soaring across the nation, averaging between $5 and $8 a gallon. Many families today, ladies and gentlemen, are having to make a decision between buying gas to be able to drive to work or pay for their mortgages or rent payments. Today, ladies and gentlemen, our schools, educational system is only a bastion of indoctrination and brainwashing, teaching the 1619 lie about America being a racist nation. Teaching the Marxist agenda, fully sexualizing our kids and our grandkids in our public school system. Yet, ladies and gentlemen, this administration now is instituting what they're calling the Board of Disinformation. We're going to talk about this Board of Disinformation. We're going to talk about the Supreme Court leak and what it connotes and where it's headed. We're going to be talking today, ladies and gentlemen, with a dear friend, a Christian brother that loves the Lord, one that is a conservative Christian Republican, former District 1 representative for the state of Florida, Congressman Mike Hill. Congressman Hill, thank you for joining us today on this broadcast.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you for having me. It's always an honor.
It's a blessing to have you and your insight and your perspective on the events of the day and what is taking place in our nation. Let me, before I ask you a question, let me just simply read a little blurb here, and it's about George Orwell's book entitled 1984. And it says, what phrase does the Ministry of Truth use? This is coming from Orwell. All the ministries use the same three-pronged slogan. It reads, war is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength. And another statement from Orwell's book, the Ministry of Truth, like the other three ministries, has an iconic name. It purports to be focused on the pursuit of truth, when in fact the Ministry of Truth is concerned with erasing the truth, erasing the past and the present, and replacing it with whatever the party deems correct. Those in charge of the ministry decide what is truth. And so that's the reason I'm calling today's broadcast, Who's Watching the Watchers? They're supposed to be, if it weren't so sad, it'd be funny. They're supposed to be watching the disinformation, making sure it's on the truth, but who's watching the watchers? So, Congressman, my question to you is, do we need a board of disinformation in America?
No, we do not, Dr. Youngblood, especially coming from this regime who wants to install it and force it upon us. First of all, Thomas Jefferson said many years ago that our Constitution is only suitable for a moral and religious people. It is wholly unsuitable to any other. So to have a government who thinks that it is their responsibility to try and force what they call, and that's the key thing, as you mentioned in your monologue, what they call the truth, is totally and completely unnecessary, and it is so ironic that they would dare have the gall to say that we are going to tell you what is truth and what is not, when we know that the truth comes from the Bible, from the living word of God. We don't need them to tell us what the truth is. And in fact, what they are doing instead is going to use that as a platform to put out untruth. So that's why they call it the Office of Misinformation. That is exactly what it's going to be.
Exactly right. An office, a board of disinformation and misinformation. Congressman, tell me your thoughts. Where do you stand on what will they be calling disinformation and misinformation? What will they deem to be misinformation and disinformation? With the backdrop in my mind, having been the fact that the Merrick Garland, the Attorney General in the Department of Justice, just a few months back, issued a 32-page document submitted to the FBI that basically said, and I'll summarize it, and I've read the 32-page document, and basically in summarization, if you're a Christian, if you're a Republican, if you voted for President Trump, if you believe that there is that fraud took place in the 2020 election, if you believe that there is something wrong with the COVID jab, if you are willing to take a stand against any of those things before a school board about what they're teaching in the classrooms, then you are a domestic terrorist and the FBI needs to watch you. Is that part and parcel of what we are seeing that will be taking place with the disinformation board?
Absolutely, Dr. Youngblood. And that how you summarized it was perfect, and the very first word that you mentioned, if you are a Christian, that's the bottom line right there. Everything else follows from the fact that you are a Christian, and that's why you stand for those certain issues. That's why you stand for what is right instead of what is wrong. If we can look at their responses, the Biden regime responses to this whole COVID nonsense that will give us a clue as to how this board of misinformation is going to operate. You know, when we knew that remdesivir was killing patients, they denied that and continued administering it anyway. When they knew that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine would cure patients of the disease and they would not allow it to even be prescribed and called it all kinds of horse warmer, a dewormer, and everything else, that gives us a clue of what this board of misinformation is going to be about. If you in any way disagree with this regime, then they are going to call that misinformation. That is how dictatorships operate. That is how China and Venezuela and Cuba operate. When you must agree with whatever the oligarchy says, or else it's going to be called untruth and misinformation.
That's exactly where it's headed. In fact, if you question the election of 2020, if you are concerned about where we're going as a nation, then that will be intercepted. Congressman, as I have done the research, you can correct me if you think otherwise or you have any change or input to it, but we're already being monitored as a nation, as citizens. Our cell phones are monitored. DHS is already monitoring. I just discovered in a major article of research that the CDC has been monitoring all cell phones to determine where you go to church, where you go to synagogue, where you go to, which pharmacies you go to, where you leave your, when you leave your house, when you return, and everything about tracing and tracking every person under the guise of wanting to make sure that you're protected from COVID. They spent, our CDC invested, spent taxpayer dollars, $420,000 to an organization that gathered for them all of the data of all of the cell phones that they have used and are now continuing to use to further their, quote, research and review of what we're doing as Americans so that they can purportedly protect us for any future COVID wave that might be dangerous for us. Congressman, I believe that we already have with Twitter, unless it changes dramatically with Elon Musk purchase, and I'm I have serious questions, but I'm prayerful that it will. With Twitter, Instagram, Google, Facebook, all of the other big tech social media, they've already been an arm of the federal government for tracing, tracking, persecuting, and prosecuting Christians, conservatives, patriots, and especially those that would be considered the MAGA followers, Make America Great Again followers under Donald Trump. With all of that being said, I'm looking at an article, Congressman, that says DHS Secretary Maricocas says the Disinformation Governance Board will not monitor U.S. citizens. Homeland Security Alejandro Maricocas claimed that the recently announced Disinformation Governance Board that will be housed within the department will not monitor U.S. citizens. And he goes on to talk about the one that's the czar that's over that. Which I'll ask you a question in a moment about her, who has been intensely criticized for the hyper-partisan worldview and questionable antics. The Secretary of the Homeland Security defended this individual for questions by conservatives over her ability to fairly and accurately root out disinformation. And it goes on to talk about how she felt and what she said in relationship to the Hunter Biden laptop and about the Steele dossier and whether or not it was legitimate, whether or not Trump was really a puppet for Putin. So with this board and with our understanding of what is on the future horizon for America, did they make a right choice for the one to head up that board, to be the one to be watching? And my question again, who's watching the watcher? What do you know about the one that's been appointed as head of that board?
We know that she is a leftist political hack, Dr. Youngblood. And no, she should not be heading up this board. And if we step back even further, look at a bigger picture, this board should not even be allowed. It should be stopped in its tracks. Congress to step up and say, we are not going to have this board of misinformation. It is not going to exist. And anyone who believes that Americans are not going to be tracked, that their information is not going to be used, they're foolish. This has started a long time ago under the Obama administration.
Yes.
When he was using the NSA to track people. And what they are finding is that there are private companies such as Facebook and Google and the rest of them who have just as much, if not more, information than NSA. So they are bringing them into the fold also to gather even more information. And nowhere in our Constitution does a government have the authorization, the ability to monitor its private citizens. And that is exactly what is going to happen. We can't believe them when they say that it is not going to be used against American citizens. They've already proven themselves wrong and that they will use it against private citizens.
Congressman Hill, I have watched some of the Senate hearings interviewing the Secretary of the Homeland Security. And I believe, as I have watched, in fact, I watched several hours of it, and I believe without any reservation, he lied under oath about every question they ask him. I am confident that, as you have said, that every American will be traced, tracked, followed, and with ultimate persecution and prosecution. One of the questions that I did not hear being asked of any of the senators on either side of the aisle, did not hear any question about what will be the reprisal, what will be the prosecutorial approach that will be taken. Let's say that they discover what they call misinformation or disinformation. There's not been a squeak given and not a question asked about it by the senators. What will be the penalty? How will you penalize? What will you do? How will you go about prosecution? Under what portion of the Constitution do you have the authority to prosecute one that you deem to have made statements that were disinformation and misinformation? And Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, is saying that they will not be monitoring any American. This will be only for Russians and for Chinese and for other foreign nations, et cetera, et cetera. But in his statement in relationship to the forming of that board, he states anything that's deemed to be misinformation or disinformation that, in their opinion, could lead to harm and danger among American citizens. Now, I'm thankful for American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow. And if you will bear with me for a moment, I'm going to give two or three brief paragraphs from an elongated article by Jay Sekulow about that. The title of the article is Legal Team Demands Government Documents Creating Disinformation Office. The American Center for Law and Justice has announced it has launched an Urgent Freedom of Information Act case against the Joe Biden administration over its announcement about the creation of the Disinformation Governance Board that appears to be weaponizing the Department of Homeland Security against all free speech, end quote. Quote, it only took a matter of days, practically hours, for the Biden administration to announce the formation of the new review board within the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, meant to sniff out and shut down any free speech the radical left deems as bad or disinformation or misinformation and therefore dangerous for America, according to the ACLJ report. As we just reported, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is now being weaponized against free speech. The DHS secretary announced the creation of the Disinformation Governance Board, raising serious free speech concerns. The organization does credit Biden with an unwavering commitment to his unrelenting assault on free speech. If the speech veers off its very strict extremist left narrative, it is disinformation. And the article goes further and further and further with the statement of what the American Center for Law and Justice is doing. Do you foresee a time that in the near future with America, do you see a time where the things that you would say or that I would say being monitored on every mechanism, every platform that we speak on, including our cell telephones. Do you foresee a day where we will have what Orwell spoke of in his book 1984, where there will be the persecution and prosecution of free speech, calling good bad, bad good, and making the decision themselves as to whether it's disinformation? Again, I go back to the title that I've given this broadcast today, Who's Watching the Watchers? How do you respond to that statement? Do you feel that that's where we're headed as a nation? And if so, what do we do as Christians and as conservatives, especially in this election year, the next 2 years being election years, in fact, what do we do? How do we respond to it?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, I certainly hope that we're not going to go in that direction. We're headed there now, but I hope we don't end up there. It's interesting how this Biden regime has been closely watching the Chinese Communist Party and how they operate, because they do monitor all the movements of their citizens, including their transactions, to where they can stop them from traveling, stop them from purchasing certain items if they don't have a score that is high enough showing that they are obedient to the Chinese Communist Party. And the Biden regime is seeing that taking place. They want to bring it here. I certainly hope not that we don't get that far, but it is so interesting that how quickly they were able to set up this board of disinformation after it was announced that Elon Musk bought Twitter. And if that were to go through, they know what that means. That means freedom of speech. And so that means that they're going to have to curtail that freedom of speech. It is outrageous of what they are trying to do. And you were so right, Dr. Youngblood, that they did not ask that question of that secretary, Department of Homeland Security. But I believe they should have asked another question. And that question is, where do you get the authority to even form this board? You show me anywhere in the Constitution, anywhere in your bylaws that you have, where you have the authority to do this. And if they weren't able to present the authority, then Congress should strip them of that immediately.
Absolutely. I find it antithetical to anything that's called wisdom or truth. When the Secretary of Homeland Security was asked the question in the Senate meeting, when they gave clip after clip after clip of what this individual that is heading it up as the one that is the czar for the Board for Disinformation, when they showed clips of what she had said, her statements, etc., and then the question was asked directly to Maricocas, did you know this in advance of hiring her? And he said, I didn't. Each one of the clips, four, five, six different things they pointed out that she had said, that she had done, and her participation in sowing seed of disinformation. And he said that he had no knowledge of that in every statement that was made. And I find that disingenuous. I cannot believe that he would have made a decision to hire that woman, that one that would be the czar over that position, without knowing that that's her position. Congressman, we've got about a minute before the top of the hour news, but I'm looking at an article that's entitled, Where's the Ministry of Truth Used in 1984? Going back to Orwell's dystopian novel. So the main character of 1984 was Winston Smith. He works for the ministry. He spends his days at the record department in one branch of the ministry. Those who work there are tasked with the taking information and changing it. Their primary job was to take that which was truth and make it a lie. That's where we're headed with this, and I'm concerned for that. Congressman, if you would, hold on for just a moment. We want to go further with this, and then we want to talk about the leaked document with the Supreme Court. But ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back, right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.